My name is Laith Sadiq, and I'm a violinist, born in Iraq and raised in Jordan. You're listening to my music from The Checkout. The name of my new album is called Son of Tigris. Tigris is one of the two main rivers that run through Baghdad, the capital city. And Son of Tigris refers to myself, kind of being birthed out of this river, really returning back to the roots of where I was born, even though I'm a Jordanian citizen. And Jordan and Iraq are both dear countries to me. However, Iraq is where my roots are, and this music is really a tribute back to my roots. I wanted to bring these two styles together, Arabic music and jazz, bring them together in a way on a platform without BSing, and it just making it sound something that is unique, something that is coming from a raw place, and something new to give to the world, because I feel that there's this bridge that needs to be connected between those cultures. That's not just needed in music, but also needed in a general sense, because there's so much similarities that we're not aware of. And once that is found in music and in art, then hopefully that bridge can be connected more between us, between humans. I grew up very much strongly in a musical family and in a Western classical tradition, playing the violin, as do all violinists, but also very strongly rooted in the Arabic music tradition, growing up in the region. So my life kind of took a musical path from the beginning, being in Jordan, then going to the UK for my high school, music high school, then ending up at Berklee College of Music for my undergrad and now master's program, which I just graduated from. So I had very different routes that I kind of took, starting with classical music, then I went to Berklee, exploring all those different styles, discovering myself, my identity. The piece that I was listening to a lot and playing a lot when I was young is the Bach Partita No. 2 in D minor. It's a beautiful piece for solo violin, and there's a lot of modality in it, and that really connected with me and kind of with the modality of Arabic music and the way that music is formed. Another piece that I was playing and listening to from when I was young in Arabic music was a song by a famous singer called Kulthum, a famous Egyptian singer called Inta Umri, and other beautiful stuff from that tradition. And those kind of that those both these musics kind of took me upon a path of discovery for my own self. And I never really got to know what I really want until I kind of got to Berkeley and got to explore all of that. And eventually at the master's program at the Global Jazz Institute this past year is really when I found what I really want to do with music and with my compositions and with my sound as a violinist and as an Arab musician. I'm here with a wonderful band, a very global band. They're all actually part of the Global Jazz Institute, coming from all over the world. There's an Israeli drummer, a Puerto Rican saxophone player, a Greek lauto player, and a Spanish piano player and a Canadian bass player. And as you can see, it's really representing almost all the continents, and I'm really happy about that. It's an important part of this music, of what I want to do with it. You're listening to my music from the checkout on WBGO. I'm Leith Sadiq, and you just heard Baghdad, the first movement of the Son of Tigers suite, which I just recently released. I remember a story, and actually when rehearsing for the album, in the first movement, Baghdad, in the fourth section, the rhythm is an Iraqi rhythm called Georgina. It's in a musical term, it's 10-8 rhythm. So when I put it on paper and I showed it to the musicians, seeing suddenly a 10-8 rhythm with all these different rhythmic modulations and accents, it was suddenly a big shock, and I felt that they were not sure where to place all the chords, not sure where to find their own rhythm inside the rhythm. But then I thought about it. I thought, this is something that I'm bringing to people who are not so familiar with the music, And I'm bringing it, showing them that the score how I would see it, but not how they would see it. So I chose to approach it differently in that sense. Instead of writing it in 10-8, I chose to write it in four bars of 3-2-2-3, which is, if you add them together, it's 10-8 altogether. And that way, they could see more clearly as two bars of 5, which then became a bit more easier for them to read. And also, that opened up so much doors for me to find different anticipations in harmonic rhythm in the way I wanted to write the music. So it made me see this form and this rhythm in a different way. So it was a learning experience for both myself and both for the musicians. And that, I remember that so clearly, the moment when I brought this new chart in and how smoothly everything went from then on. I was extremely happy about it, and I approached all my other compositions from that day onwards in the same way. So that was a great learning experience. This is Leigh Siddiq. You're listening to my music from The Checkout. The second movement of the suite of my composition is entitled The Fog. And what I did with that piece is that I chose a very popular Iraqi love song called Above the Palm Trees, in Arabic, Fog al-Nakhal, and I dissected it. And actually, I can sing the melody for you, just so you know how it sounds like. It goes, Fog al-Nakhal, fog, ya ba fog al-Nakhal, fog. Madri la ma' khaddak, ya ba madri al-gumar, fog. Walla mari dada, balini balwa. So it's a beautiful melody. It's one of those songs that is a standard in Iraqi songs. And it's the kind of song that everyone knows. I always hear it in the house whenever we have gatherings with my family, with friends coming over. That's a song that you always sing first because everyone knows the lyrics to it. Everyone. So it's a very dear song to me. It's been with me since childhood. The first thing I thought of when I thought I want to choose a song that I know that everyone knows and use it for this and arrange it for this album, I chose that one. So as you'll hear in the recording, you'll hear this melody, but you'll hear it in 3-4. You'll hear with a lot of syncopation in the rhythm, a lot of hits, a lot of the harmony is very dissonant. And the way we're playing kind of makes it really uncomfortable for an Iraqi listener who knows this song so well in such a way. So for a listener from Iraq, and I wanted to also just add to this, I don't really speak this album just about Iraq. I mean, this is a universal thing that people around the world are going through so much struggle, and I wanted to bring it from my perspective, but also offer it to everyone else. So instead of calling it Days of War or Iraqi War or something, the fog is a universal theme that talks about this issue. Usually in a fog, it's unclear what's around you. It's unclear what's going to happen because you can't really see. And it's kind of a way of saying, of talking about the struggle, that the struggle of war, the struggle of conflict, but in a really indirect way. I think this music should be performed in Baghdad because what they really need now is change. And I think us as artists, bringing this music there and showing that how as a band and a community we're working together, how it can be spread to a wider spectrum. And this music and music in general is really a tool for this social change that we need in the world. My name is Leah Siddiq, and thank you for listening to my music on The Checkout. Thank you.
سلام على هضبات العراق، سلام على هضبات العراق وشطيه والجرف والمنحنى سلام.
That's the song Laith Sadiq calls Eastern Waves from his debut recording, Son of Tigris. We thank the violinist and singer for joining us to tell his story on that edition of My Music on the Checkout. If you want to hear it again and share with your friends, we encourage you to do so by subscribing to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. This is The Checkout. I'm Simon Rettner.